You're listening to the Jeanette and Jaejeon Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Yes, you are. It's
Thank
very
you
exciting.
For the confirmation. I nearly forgot.
Correct.
Thank you.
Next question. very excited because we have the wonderful, the beautiful Hannah from Casa Monash in the studio. How are you going, Hannah?
Hi, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah.
You've got a little bit of exciting stuff to share with us, haven't you?
Yeah. So basically, Casa is the Korean Appreciation Students Society Association at Monash. So basically, we just do anything that's really related to Korean. So Korean food, Korean dramas, basically anything Korean.
Mm.
So we were established roughly about 2 years ago, 2015. So we do have a really interesting night coming up on the 23rd of March. And I have invited you guys along as well.
Hey.
So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
So we do. Samnida.
Ew.
That's
that was,
all I
that
know.
Was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
You got to know Saranghae, right?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Saranghae입니다.
Saranghae.
Much work to do. Much work to do.
So basically on that night, it's going to be at a bar. So we'll have some, you never go to a bar where there's K-pop music playing or anything like that. So we've decided to have a night. Basically, you've got K-pop music running all night, and we also do have performances as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, the performances is going to be quite diverse this time around.
Yes, hopefully. So other than, when you think of performers, people usually think of K-pop cover groups. So hopefully we're going to have some singers, maybe different types of people.
Yeah.
At the moment, they'll just hold on for now.
Because I reckon the local K-pop fan groups are kind of changing. They want to diversify a little bit, right? So cover groups are great, and hopefully we'll get to see some of that. But they want to see some people performing in different capacities and
some new meat.
Having their minds opened.
And blown.
Yeah.
Open and blown.
Well, that's great. Has the venue been confirmed yet?
Yeah, so the venue will be at Sir John's Bar, which is at Monash University, which is at Clayton.
Great. Yep. Cool. So still kind of on campus.
Pretty much, yeah. You'll be safe, though. It's not like you'll get home safe.
Yeah, well, that's
A golf cart ride?
A golf cart ride?
Yeah.
Oh, because they've got the carts for security.
Yeah, do we get one of those?
Yeah, you're not important enough to have a golf cart ride.
I could escort you by dogs or something.
Like sitting on the dogs?
The dogs might be a bit small, but I can have you walk in with some dogs, perhaps.
Wow.
Do the dogs have to be 18 years and older as well?
Well, aren't dogs 7 years? Well, 1 dog year.
Hannah, when I thought you were coming in to talk about Casa and Arabic, I did not for a second think we'd get onto the subjects of
dog year conversion.
Security dogs, yeah.
You brought up the topic of security carts, so.
No, all good. But very exciting, obviously, is about the appreciation of Korean culture, food, music. And what if there's someone that would like to get involved and perform on the nights that perhaps they would like to bring their cover group?
Or,
they
so
might be
good.
New, they haven't had a chance to be on stage. This would be a good opportunity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So usually that night we get about, 200, 300 people depending on the timing as well. So if you guys do want to get your name out there, you can just contact our Facebook page, CASA, so KASA, Korean Appreciation Student Association. Just chuck us a Facebook message and then, you can basically get your name
slide
out.
Slide into their DMs.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head and just a little bit of an idea because I trailed off for a second there, but I was thinking about one of our team members, Roy, who was in Korean Master Chef last year. I think he made it to the top 12. Perhaps he could be just on the side of the room the whole night cooking food with the camera of what he's making and just handing food out to everyone while they watch performances.
His bow buttons.
His bow buttons? What?
His bow buns.
I thought you said his bowel buttons.
Yeah.
So they're not as tasty.
Roy, wow.
Wow. So it sounds like it's going to be amazing. And I think, Hannah, you'll have to come back into the studio again a little bit closer to let us know what else is happening once more confirmed.
Definitely.
But really worthwhile locking in that date and reminding people what time they need to put aside because it is actually before the K-pop music, the Asia Pop Festival in the city the day after.
True.
So this is a nice little warm-up for that event, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. So it starts at 7 o'clock and then basically you can come in whenever you'd like, but 7 o'clock is hopefully when we start performances and things like that. But the night will probably kick off a bit later.
Great.
Yeah.
I guess we need to make sure that everyone shares it with their friends, tells everyone about it, because the more people, the merrier. How many people can fit in the space?
Well, because we have done it for about since last year, so twice last year, we've actually expanded it. So it usually fits, I say, 200, 300 people. We're hoping to hit maybe maybe even a bit more than that. So we do have expanded it to what we call the airport lounge, which is a bit of a more chill, not inside.
Well, it sounds so exclusive,
bar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airport lounge.
I went into
all
my
about
first
that leg space.
That's true.
I went into my first airport lounge the other day. I was pretty impressed.
Did you have leg room?
There was good leg room.
Okay.
I sat
little
down.
Little wines.
Had half an hour in there, so I tried to make the most of it.
That's a stressful
and,
lounge.
And so I ran and made like a toasty, and then I got some like grain waves and a wine, and while I poured my wine, I was ordering my coffee, and I went, but I had my laptop with me. Mm. Like, I needed to move everything around. So I found a nice table really far away from the bar, and once I put everything down, I went to go get some more. And when I got back to the table again another couple of minutes later, everything was gone. And I'm like, this can't keep happening. I've only got half an hour to milk this. But anyway, it is an over 18s event.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
So because it is at a bar, generally you have to be over 18. They do serve alcohol. So otherwise, if you can't, unfortunately, you won't be able to come in if you are.
Will there be soju?
Well, we are hoping to.
Yeah.
That would be really good. Ooh. We're hoping to think of some like very funny K-pop, like Korean puns with drinks as well.
All right.
Ooh. So like maybe like the Gangnam drink.
Or also,
like
you could perhaps do some sort of soju cocktails.
Yeah, well,
but
hopefully.
Like name them after K-pop artists.
Yeah.
The Taeyang.
The Taeyang.
What would go into the Taeyang, do you think?
I don't know. You keep on talking about Taeyang's nipples a lot. So maybe wow. A nipple.
It could like one as nipple. A result.
It would have to have salt
no,
on
sure,
it or something, right? Oh, it's just getting weirder by the minute. Hannah, can you remind us how to find CASA on Facebook?
Yeah, so just go on Facebook. We are CASA, so KASA, Korean Appreciation Student Association. It's pretty easy to find.
Mm.
And we've got like a legit ALF profile picture is CASA. So
yeah, pretty easy. You can't go past it.
Pretty much.
If you do, you've got some issues.
You did.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
That's true. We'll obviously be there with you on the night, and we'll be emceeing and helping out, which is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for having us.
Yes. No, thank you for helping.
And we look forward to having you back in the studio again to chat more about it.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Hannah.